This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Big Bear Mark.
This is Luke the Wonder Cub.
And this is a podcast for Brekkie Bears
on Joy 94.9.
Now, Mark, later this year, there's a pretty large event happening here in Melbourne. Okay, this is...
Is what, Whitney have come? No, not Whitney. Brittany coming?
Yeah, she's coming back from the dead, Mark. All right.
What's happening?
Zombie Whitney. That'd be
a show, I guess.
It's actually... This is huge. And, you know, I know people give me crap for being a wrestling fan, right? But this is massive. The WWE Super Showdown is happening at the MCG on October 6th.
Now, you were telling me about this. Now, this is huge, isn't it?
People don't realize. This is the biggest live telecast event that WWE has ever done.
That's incredible.
In history.
Why did they pick Melbourne? Do you know?
They're trying to expand their international markets, right? So they had an event at Saudi Arabia earlier this year.
Right.
Trying to expand to that market. And I guess they're trying to basically increase their overall international market and do more tourism stuff and try and spread what they do. Because they're in America every single week doing shows, right?
Yeah.
Like three times a week they'll do shows in the US. So they're trying to do big events in other parts of the world to just, I guess, increase their scope overall.
Yeah.
And also scout talent. They come here and they scout talent from Australia as well.
Could you be the next WWE whatever it is star?
I mean, I'm not talented enough, but there are a couple of Aussie superstars who are currently there who are going to be wrestling here in Melbourne.
Oh, wow.
I think it's going to go off when they come out. The place is going to erupt.
Now, you were saying like they've got people coming out of retirement and they've got all these huge stars coming.
Two wrestlers who haven't fought each other in like 10 years, Triple H and The Undertaker. Now, you know The Undertaker. You would have heard of him before, sure.
I've heard of him before.
He's been around for like 30 years and he's almost retiring. So this will be the last chance you get to see him. Some people who haven't wrestled in 10 years are coming out for this one. It's massive. So I got the chance to interview the WWE World Champion and the Women's Champion, Carmella, yesterday.
And people don't understand. This is like the ultimate for you, isn't it? It's like this, you are total fangirling.
I was fangirling like crazy.
Crazy, yes.
So I think we'll do a song. We'll do Dance to This by Troy Sivan and Ariana Grande. It's their new one. So we're going to play that one for you first. And then straight after that, my interview with AJ Styles and Carmella here on the Brekkie Bears.
Joy 94.9.
Luke on Joy 94.9, joined by a couple of amazing guests at the moment. I'm actually shaking. I'm so nervous because I'm such a huge fan. The WWE World Champion, the phenomenal AJ Styles, is with us. Hi, AJ.
Hey, man. How's it going?
Really good. And also with WWE SmackDown Women's Champion, Carmella. How are you?
I'm doing fabulous. Thank you.
Well, you're always fabulous, of course.
Oh, you're so sweet.
Now, welcome here at the MCG, the WWE Super Showdown happening in October. How excited are you guys to be down here in Australia competing on such a large stage?
First of all, we're in Australia. That's cool all on its own. The fact that we're here in Melbourne, we're going to put on an amazing show, the Super Showdown, where we're going to have some of our best talent. In fact, all our best talent here. This is a big, big show. Ronda Rousey, John Cena, The Undertaker, Triple H, for the last time. All these things that are going to happen are just amazing. I mean, we're not holding anything back when it comes to this show. That's why it's going to be a good one.
Now, do you have any dream opponents for yourself? Obviously, the card's not set yet, but is there anyone in particular that you think you'd like to face here in Australia?
I don't know that there's any... You know, that's not up to me. That's a question that's been asked several times, but I never think that's up to me who I want. That's up to the WWE Universe. I want to do what they want. You know, whoever they think the dream opponent is, that's what I want to give them.
Yeah, what about you, Carmella? I've been a winning streak at the moment.
Oh, I mean, have you noticed?
I have noticed. I have noticed. I've been cheering you along at home.
Yeah, I mean, I beat Charlotte Flair twice. I just beat Asuka. And I'm just on a roll. I'm really excited, and I'm wondering wondering who I'm going to be facing when I will come here as champ, because I'll still be champion.
Of course.
Maybe I'll beat Charlotte Flair for the third time. I don't know.
That'd be good. Now, Carmella, the women's evolution in WWE has been amazing to watch. Of course, you won the first ever women's Money in the Bank, competed in the first ever women's Royal Rumble. What's next for the women's evolution? What's happening? I mean, how exciting is it for you to be involved in such an amazing time for women's wrestling?
This is the most amazing time to be a lady wrestler. You know, like you said, the women are making history. And it's to the point now where I feel when the women main event Raw or SmackDown or a pay-per-view, for example, it's not even that big of a deal anymore because it's just the norm. Whereas before, it's like, oh my gosh, the women are main eventing. But now it's just the norm, and I love that. I think maybe, you know, a lot of people are saying the next step for the evolution is for the women in main event WrestleMania. But at the same time, I'm just looking forward to, you know, being the best SmackDown Women's Champion I can possibly be.
Yeah, it's been amazing to watch you guys thrive and, you know, kick ass as women and take over and be main events. I mean, I remember watching it as a child and seeing, you know, Brian Pandy's matches and things like that and just thinking we can
hated
do...
hated that too. Just hated it.
We can do better, you know, and I think it's so nice to see you guys just competing on the same level as the men and being superstars as well.
Absolutely. It's just a great time and I'm so fortunate and grateful to be able to be a part of it.
Awesome. Now, AJ, you're a bit of a gamer, I know.
I'm a huge gamer.
So I do a video game radio show here in Melbourne called Checkpoint. So, I mean, how exciting is it for you? You were just announced as the cover star for 2K19. As a video game fan yourself, as a hardcore gamer, how is that to be on the cover?
It's unbelievable. I mean, just being involved with video games my whole life and being obsessed with them and now having the opportunity to be on the cover of a video game, that was on the bucket list, man, and the fact that I was able to pull something like that off is pretty amazing, and I still haven't got over it, man. I can't wait to see it in stores and be walk past it and go, that's me. Yep. With my hair blowing. That's, you know, it's super exciting for me.
Yeah, I saw, you know, there's the $1 million challenge where people can actually compete against you in the game, and
that's right.
Thought, you know, people probably think that might be easy, but people who don't know that you're actually a massive game yourself, I reckon that's going to be really tough.
Well, I'm not going to let them win, that's for sure. I don't know if you've seen any up, up, down, down videos,
yes.
But I don't take winning or losing good at all. In fact, I'm the sorest loser of them all. So I'm going to make sure that I'm well prepared when I step into the ring with whoever that is for the $1 million challenge.
Yeah, and what are you playing on the road at the moment? What games are you obsessed with currently?
I am totally 100% obsessed with PUBG.
Okay, yeah.
So it's a lot like Fortnite. I'm sure, you know, the kids play Fortnite. I feel like the adults play PUBG.
Yep.
It's a good mix. They're both great games, but PUBG is the game for me right now.
Awesome. I'm playing PUBG myself at the moment as well.
It's ridiculous, man. I played it this morning before. I, you know, done my thing, and it's just a great game. If they can fix the bugs, man, we'll all have a good time.
If they can fix the bugs, that's the question, isn't it? Are you much of a gamer, Carmella?
You guys are speaking a foreign language to me right now. I know nothing about gaming, so I'm lost in this conversation.
Well, thank you guys so much for joining me today, and good luck in October at the Super Showdown. Hopefully you're both still champs at the time, and it's been a real pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you.
Sorry, buddy. Thank you. With the promise strength, ain't nobody man enough to feel the pain.
And you could be next. You better give respect. Making your Monday more bearable with Big Bear Mark and Luke the Wonder Cub. Brekkie Bears, Joy 94.9.
9 minutes to 8 here on the Brekkie Bears. And you finished fangirling yet?
You know what? I'm still floating.
You
and
are.
I think, you know, people have their people they love and like celebrities and people that they are obsessed with.
Yeah.
And WWE and those two are just, for me, like the coolest interview I've done in my life. That
they
was amazing.
Seem absolutely lovely. I mean, Brett, I just got the feeling that they're just the nicest people.
They really were.
They seemed really nice.
They were really sweet.
You know.
I mean, these are larger than life characters, and there's millions and millions of fans around the world who watch them every week. You know, they captivate people on this large stage constantly. You know, it's not like TV shows normally where they sort of, they tape them and they edit them and they put a finish. They're live on TV every week. They have to be in character the entire time. They're athletic. They're jumping around. They're good guys and bad guys. It's like a big soap opera where they get to fight at the end and resolve their issues.
Exactly.
It's fantastic.
Because you were saying that She's a heel, so yeah. She's a baddie.
She's an absolute jerk, and yeah. She's amazing at it. She'll come out and she'll give the crowd crap, and she'll talk down to them, call everyone idiots and that they stink, and
yeah.
You know, beat up all the good wrestlers and cheat to win and be dodgy and horrible. She's awesome to watch,
and he's a face, which
so
is
he's
a
good guy. Yeah, he's the WWE champion, and he is like everyone loves him. He's super talented, and the crowd just gets behind him in such a huge way.
Wow.
These are larger than life characters. And I mean, I'm excited that they're doing this WWE Super Showdown here in Melbourne.
Yeah.
Because people who probably wouldn't normally go and see the wrestling, they're going to want to go to this.
Exactly.
This is going to be this extravaganza huge event.
It's amazing. So tell us a bit about the event and what's happening.
So it's at the MCG. It's on the 6th of October. It's, you know, going to be this giant event. They're going to pack the whole MCG. They want 100,000 people at the MCG.
Wow.
That's the goal. Tickets go on sale later this week, and it's going to be massive. There's wrestlers coming out that you'll never see again because they're retiring soon. There's all the current talent, the current roster that are amazing. It's going to be big fireworks and pyros and entertainment and everything you can possibly think of. It's going to be a huge night.
Well, I think it's your job, Luke, to get some of them into the studio.
That would be a dream.
Yeah, we'll get some of the big bulky berry types in, and it should be good.
And you know what? It's happening a week after the grand final. So as soon as the grand final finishes, the AFL grand final, they're going to spend 2 days building this stadium in the MCG.
Wow.
Building the ring, putting the ramp up, the big pyros, the lights, the cameras, everything. They're going to spend 2 whole days building this entire set to have this event.
Because it's just a spectacular event. And it's like they put on all the bells and whistles, don't they?
Like, no joke. This is going to be the biggest, funnest night you'll ever see.
Wow.
So it's happening, WWE Super Showdown. A big thank you to the guys from Ringside Consulting for hooking me up with that interview. And look, just I'm super excited about it. I think the people who don't even like wrestling are going to want to go and check this out because it's going to be a really cool night and a really fun night.
All right.
Get around it.
Go and do it.
I've done fanboying now.
All right.
Back to your scheduled Brekkie Bears programming.
Thank you.
Here on Joy 94.9.
This has been a podcast for the Brekkie Bears on Joy 94.9.
If you like our podcast, why not rate us on iTunes and Stitcher? Woof grr.
Woof grr.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.